is Zochsa v'kodmo abo Doris b'Yisrael l'machus. She was zeicha to have four Doris in Yisrael. Atay says it means Oivad Yishai David Shlaimai. Vilu Tziru Mashenk and the younger one, Lehebe b'Yisrael ad Rechovim ben Shlaimai. Shebo minamo hamanis. From her first came out like someone, the Klai Yisrael, the fourth generation later on. Mashenka from the older one, four generations before that, there was zeichah to have somebody to come out to be a chelik of Klai Yisrael, be malachim in Klai Yisrael.
All right, we'll stop here.
You're holding up chof dalar amin aleph. The Mishnah says like this: Ha'isha she'nodra b'nozir. Anisha was makabel to become a nozir, v'hefrisha espehemta, and she set aside her three kabonos that a regular nozir brings. Yeah. Like our Tosis says, Sholosh behemis, Kivsa lechatis, the kefes for chatis, the kefes leola for korban oila, v'yayo l'shlamin. Shein korban nozir tor. That's the loch, a regular nozir tor, when he finishes his 30 days, he has to bring these three kabonis. So this Isha right now set aside these three animals for the kabonis. Then the Mishnah says, V'yachaka achefa l'abayla, and then later, the husband was made for the neder, so she's not a nazir anymore. But again, like we have said before, that a baal is only megas gayis, only chops it off from now on. But up until now, it was called, she was called a nazir. Therefore, the Mishnah says like this, that im shaloi hoysa ha-behema, if the behemoth belonged to the husband, then the locker is teitzei v'tiroa b'yeder, that the animals go out, they could pasture in the fields, which means it's not kodshim at all, it's not kodesh. That since the animals belong to the husband, so then the pshat is the husband only gives it to her when she needs it. And since here the husband was mefer, the neder, she's not a nozer, she doesn't really need it. Therefore the animals like never belong to her. She never had a right to use the animals. Therefore they become chulin, like they could pasture, use them like this. But v'im shaloh hoysa behema, let's say these animals belong to her. She had her own money, like somebody gave it to her for a present. Almanas, that the husband cannot use it. So she owns her own money and she bought her own animals. Then the law is like this. Ha'chates Thomas. The korban that she set aside for chates, that has to die. That's the law of Zerath, that's the law of Moshe Sinai, that a korban chates, shemesa by leho, or else that you don't need it anymore, so the animal has to die. The oila takrav oila, the korban oila she set aside, that she could bring for korban oila. Shlomim takrav shlomim, and the korban shlomim that she set aside also she should bring for korban shlomim. But the chiddush is v'necholim liyay nechad, that she only could eat it in one day. Even though a regular shlomim the lach is you could eat it 2 days and one night, but here this shlomim has a lach like a shalmei nazir. That the loch of a shlomim that a nazir has to bring, he could only eat it one day. So here, even though really is brought paturus in the dava, like it's a suffix, it's brought paturus in the dava, but still this chumash she should use. Our Tosha says, kechayma shalmei nazir. And afil amadiyam abal meker akar, havakivin she kodshom adin shalmei nazir, yechav kechayma shabhem. Since she was makdashit for that purpose, therefore we tell her to eat it that way, that eat it only in one day and not in 2 days like a regular korban shlamim. But the Mishnah says, V'einam tunim lechem, but she does not have to bring the lechem like a regular nazir. Because by regular nazir, the pasuk says, kapeh ha-nazir. You have to put the lechem on the nazir's hand. And here, b'shas to bring the kabonis, she's not a nazir anymore. Because the husband already was made for the neder. Therefore, she does not have to bring lechem, the bread, with her korban shlamim. Now this is if she already had the animals. What about Hoyola Moyestumin? Let's say she only had money set aside to use for her kabonis. Again, first she became a nozir, and right away, the first or second day, she set aside money to be used eventually to buy kabonis when she becomes tahor. And then later on, 10 days later, the husband was made for the nether. So she has this money now, stumin means, it's like she set aside $100. Stumim sasa means she didn't say exactly this money for that, for the oila, this for the chata, this for the shlamim. She just set aside a round sum of $100 for the kabonis. So then the lachar is yiflu l'nadava. You're supposed to send the money for a nadava. which means that with this money you buy a korban oila that is brought on the mizbeach when it's empty. That's called nedavos. Moyes mefurshin. Let's say she had the money set aside, but she said clearly, like $50 goes for the chattis, $50 goes for the oila. She set aside the money and she explained how much money she wants for each one. So then the halacha is the mei chattis yechol yamanelech. The money that she set aside to buy a korban chattis, now later when the husband is made for the neder, she's not a nazir anymore, so that money has a halacha like a chattis, shemeifa baleho, or sheschapu baleho, that like the animal has to die, you can't have enjoyment from it. So here also the money has to go to Yama Melech. You have to throw the money away to the Yama Melech not to have enjoyment from it. Le'nenin, it's also to have any enjoyment from this money, but v'loy ma'ilam behen. But let's say somebody does have enjoyment from the money, there's no isamila. In other words, since this money is not only to buy a korban to become kotri Hashem, therefore there's no mila. The isamila is only if you have an animal, or else money maybe that's set aside to be used to bring an animal that will be brought to become eventually a kotri Hashem. Then they have an isamila on it. But here, since this money is not going to be used for a korban, it's going to be yelchul yamamelech. There's no mila midiraisa. It's only midirabon, and you shouldn't have anor from it. You shouldn't have enjoyment. That's the money that was set aside for the chattis. What about the mei oila? The money that was set aside for the korban oila, yavi oila. With that money, they should bring a korban oila. Korban oila could be brought to us in the double like a present. So here she's bringing in the double. O meilam behen. And here, Taka, there's mila on this money. That since this mila, since the money is set aside for korban oila, and it will be brought to korban oila, so therefore there's kedusha on the money right now, that there's an ista mila upon the money. To mei shlamim, the money that she set aside to buy the korban shlamim, halach riz yaviyah shlamim, with that money she still has to bring the korban shlamim. And again, v'necholim liyoy nechod, she eats it with the chumra of a shalmei nazir. Like when a nazir brings a shlamim, he could only eat it one day. And v'yein tunim lechem, she does not have to use lechem, she doesn't have to bring lechem with a korban. Again, since she's not really a nazir anymore, it's not called kapeh nazir. You don't have any hands of a nazir putting the lechem on the hands of a nazir. That's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that even after the husband is meifer, the naziris, still if she had money set aside, her own money or her own animals, they have kedusha, and they're supposed to be brought for the kabonis. Just the chattis is mesa, and the oil of the shlomim is supposed to be brought. So Mar says, man tana, who's the tana of our Mishnah that holds the baal loy mishtabid law, that a husband does not have to take care of his wife's chiyuvim. Like here the Mishnah says, if these animals belong to the husband, so then they're not kaddish at all. They have no kedusha. They're chulin. So what do you see? That the husband does not have to take care of his wife's chiyuvim. So who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda says, Rabbanan hi, that our Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan. Di sakotatech Rav Yehuda hi, because if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rav Yehuda, amai teitzer v'tiro b'yeder. Why do you say that if she brought these animals, later when the husband is made for, like there's no more Kedusha, and it's a regular chulin, an animal that you could use? Why? For mishtavid law, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has a chiyuv to buy kabonis for his wife. Anytime your wife has a chiyuv to bring kabonis, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the husband has a chiyuv to pay for it. So here, if you tell me now that since she was a nazir, she has like a chiyuv to bring these kabonis, so even if the animal belonged to the husband, why aren't they still kashrim? The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Yehuda, why Rabbi Yehuda holds? Adam and Mevi Karbin Oshir Alishtoi. In the case where your wife did an Avera, that the halacha sometimes is you have to bring a Karbin Olavi Yerid, which means it depends how rich you are. If you're very, very poor, you can bring a Mincha. If you're medium, you can bring Oifais. And if you're rich, you have to bring Behemoth. So it says, let's say the wife, she's poor, she doesn't have her own money, but the husband is rich. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, the korban has to bring a korban asher. It has to bring animals. Because the husband has a chiyuv to bring his wife's kabonis. That's Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, that Adam mevi korban asher alishtoi. The man, if he's rich, he has a chiyuv to bring a korban asher for his wife. V'chein kol benoseho. And all the kabbonis that she has to bring, the husband has to pay for it. That's from Yudishita. V'chein kol kol benoseho she chayeves. Shekach kosev lo. That's the way the husband writes to her in her ksuba, that kol achrayis dislecholai min kedomas dinan. That any achrayis, any obligation you're going to have to take care of, I'll take care of it for you from before up until now. From before means from the beginning of the nisuyin. So if so, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has a chiyuv to pay for his wife's kabbonis. So our Mishnah says that the animals belong to the husband, there's no kedusha to it. It's chulin that does not go like Rabbi Yehuda, it only goes according to the rabbanim. Rava says no. Rava Amar afilu temer Rabbi Yehuda. It could be our Mishnah even goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. I'll tell you like this. Ki mishabed lo b'milsa d'tzricha lo. When do we say even according to Rabbi Yehuda, the husband has a chiyuv to pay for his wife's kabbonis? Something that she has to bring. A korban that she's mechuyuv to bring, vadai, then the husband has to pay for it. But over here, b'milsa d'loy tzricha lo, loy. But over here, now that the husband was made for the neder, she's not a nazir anymore. So really now she has no chiyuv to bring the kabbonis. Just see, she already set aside, she already was matish then. So therefore we say if the animals belong to her, so that she should still keep them to be b'kedusha. But if the animals belong to the husband, then we say, when does the husband have a chiyuv to give over to his wife kabbonis? Something that she has to bring. But over here, since she's not a nazir anymore, she doesn't have to bring these kabbonis. So something she doesn't have to do, then the husband does not give her over the animals. See, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, in this case, after the husband is made for the neder, she's not a nazir, so the husband does not give her any animals for her kabbonis. So she took them, it was like shloi brishus, therefore the kedusha is not chal. And Ika the Yamri son said like this, Man Tana, who's the Tana of our Mishnah? Amar Rav Chizda Rabbi Yehuda hi. The Tana goes directly, it's like Rabbi Yehuda. And what's the Svara? Rabbi Yehuda says the husband has to pay for his wife's nedar, for his wife's kabbonis. So how come over here if the animals belong to the husband, they're not kodesh? Like we said, v'chi mishabed lo b'milsa d'tzricha lo. When does the husband have to pay and does pay for his wife's kabbonis? Something that she has to bring, that she needs. But b'milsa d'loy tzricha lo, something that she does not need, loy, and that we don't have to do. So Mela Mishnah goes good according to the Rabbanan. Because the Rabbanan, if you want to say Mishnah goes according to the Rabbanan, loy mishabed lo klal. The husband is not mechuyif to give her anything. He doesn't have to pay for her kabbonis. Elahechi darmid mishabed lo. So if so, if our Mishnah went according to the Rabbanan, so how in the first place does she have a right to be makdish his animals? Aye, he does not have a chiyuv to pay for kabbonis. So how does she have a right to take his animals and be makdish them? So according to the Rabbanan, our Mishnah we'll be talking about could go into Yakni law, that the husband like gave her a present. The Mishnah has to be talking about the husband was nice to his wife and he gave her a present. He gave over to her these three animals. If so, the chivon the Yakni law, once the husband gave over to his wife these three animals for a present, heavy than Asha. The animals now belong to her. So then the Mishnah doesn't come out good. See, even if these animals started out to be the husband's, but once she had a right to make them Hegdish, it has to be that the husband gave it to her for a present. Once the husband gave it to her, now it's hers. So if it belongs to her, what do I care if later the husband is made for the neder? She's not a nazir anymore, they should still remain Kaddish. Just like if the animals started out to be hers. Like what should be the difference? If it started out the husband's, and the husband gave it to her for a present, or it started out hers, that we say when it's hers, it remains Kaddish. So even if the husband gave it to her for a present, it should also remain hers. So that's the Raya, that our Mishnah does not go according to the Rabbanan. It only goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Svar was, when does the husband like take care of his wife's chiyuvim? Only if she has to bring the korban. But over here, that the husband was made for the neder, she's not a nazir, that she does not have to bring the kabbonis, then the husband does not give it over to her. So therefore the Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to the Rabbanan.